Today is the last day for residents of Tanchamar to weigh in on a proposed cell tower for 14 Crescent Street in Sackville. And after receiving 50 calls from concerned residents and floating the idea with his council colleagues on Monday, Tanchamar Mayor Andrew Black wrote to Rogers Communications to express firm opposition to the proposed tower. The 65-meter-tall tower is proposed for a site across from Armtec Pipe Supply and right next to an FRS flooring warehouse on Crescent Street. Black says his opposition to the tower is based on the aesthetic impact of the tower on the neighboring naturalized retention pond system, but also on health and safety concerns coming from nearby residents.
I think that there is the aesthetic piece, but the people who live close by have problems with the frequencies that come out of the tower, rightly or wrongly, have health concerns and of having the tower close by to their residences.
Black says the Rogers notification letter shared with the municipality did not include any information on health and safety protocols. Health Canada says the exposure levels to radio frequency electromagnetic fields, or EMF, from antennas is lower than exposure levels from individual cell phone use due to the relative distance from the body. And the federal government also regulates wireless communication equipment, such as cell phones and cell towers, to make sure they stay below certain limits of human exposure. Rogers first advertised their proposed tower with a print ad in the Times and Transcript on January 8th, about a week before Black first heard of the proposal.
On January 14th, we had a resident in the community come into town hall asking, you know, what was going on with this tower being built at the proposed location, and had a letter because this individual lived close by to where the proposed site would be, and said, you know, what's going on? What's the municipality doing about this? So at that point, we hadn't received anything from Rogers at all. No consultation, no conversation about the proposed site or what was going to be built there. And in fact, later that same day in our mail, there was a letter, the exact same letter that the residents had received, outlining what was going to happen, the tower being built, and that the public or anyone within the municipality could respond, expressing concerns or whatever to the email addresses and phone number provided.
According to federal cell tower siting guidelines, local municipalities must be consulted about and approve of a tower location, though Black says he was not made aware of those guidelines through communications from Rogers.
From what I could see from the letter, that was our involvement. We, you know, that Rogers bought the piece of property in a private land sale, and then sent the letters out as to their requirements to the people who live close by, letting them know, and sent a letter to the municipality, the exact same one, with the next step of this public consultation through letters or expressions of concern. So as far as I know, that was the only process that I've seen, and that the municipality has been involved in. There hasn't been a direct conversation with Rogers about where that tower would be and any involvement. There hasn't been any.
Black's letter encourages Rogers to reconsider the location of the tower and also to hold a public meeting to hear from residents. CHMA asked the mayor why the municipality didn't hold such a meeting for residents.
I guess in hindsight, it could be something that we could have potentially thrown together to have a public meeting just to hear from people. Again, you know, in the end, the information that would come out of that would be something that Rogers would have to hear. And I think it would be better, and I told people that I talked to one-on-one, I think it would be better for Rogers to hear from people directly through the process that they laid out, only because then, you know, it would create some kind of a file on Rogers' end of issues of concern. But you're right. I mean, there could have been a possibility for a public hearing or a public meeting at the municipal level. Although this did come together fairly quickly, it was only within the last week and a half where I was like, I thought, well, you know, we really should do something about this because the outcry seemed to be escalating.
Black says he did not hear back from Rogers immediately, but would be following up this morning. The mayor says he will be inquiring about potential adjustments Rogers can make to ensure the tower fits in visually on Crescent Street. And Black also acknowledged that there is a push to increase cell service coverage throughout the province.
I don't think Rogers would be putting it in if they didn't feel that there was a need for cell phone coverage. You know, these companies do this because they recognize a gap. And I think that, you know, it depends on who you talk to. Just like in any municipality, I think that would be the answer. You know, is your cell phone service adequate? If you ask that question, you're going to get some people saying, oh, yeah, it's great. And other people saying, no, it's terrible. But the fact is that, and I said this in the council meeting, there is a significant problem with cell phone reception across the province. It's been recognized by many municipalities. The Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick has a resolution advocating to the provincial government to work with telecommunications companies to increase cell phone coverage across the province, both for, for, I guess, equity reasons, but also the greater issue of public safety. It's a thing. And that's why I said in the meeting that I'm not going to take away from the fact that there's an important aspect to putting up cell phone and telecommunication structures in the municipality. I just wonder and have concerns with the location that Rogers has chosen.
There are currently other cell towers in Sackville, and Black says that fact has figured into his thinking about the proposed new location.
One of the cell phone towers I drive by quite often on my way to my brother and sister-in-law's house, which is the big cell phone tower that's on Hessler. So near the water tower, there's a cell phone tower there. And you know, the community has grown up around it, which is a different thing altogether, but it's there for a reason because it's up on a hill. So of course that makes sense. And I know of other cell phone towers that are sort of on the, away from the downtown area, again, typically up on hills, on less populated areas within the municipality. Do I know if there are concerns around those or not? I'm not sure, but my guess is that people aren't talking about them anymore because they've been there for so long. It's sort of part of the landscape. And that leads me to think about what this one will be in 10 years. Will people kind of forget about it and it'll just be part of the landscape, and which is probably what's going to happen. But if there's something that the municipality could potentially do now in response to citizen concern, then I think that that's something that we need to do.
That's Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black talking about a proposed new 65-meter cell tower for 14 Crescent Street in Sackville. Black sent a letter expressing firm opposition to the location of the tower on Monday. Earlier this month, Rogers shared a statement on the project with CHMA. The company says it is, quote, looking to enhance our network in Sackville to provide more seamless coverage for residents, businesses, and emergency responders. We work closely with the local community to ensure our services, equipment, and design meet their needs. Members of the public can provide feedback to Rogers about the siting through an agent, Scott Telecom Services, with contact information available on chmafm.com in the post for today's Tantramar Report. The deadline for feedback is by end of day today, February 26th. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.